All right. Well, love, cover me. That's pretty much what today's talk is about, and it's pretty much what all the talks are about. Because love is all there is, and when we're covered in love, we're covered in grace. And that's what we're exploring through this month's theme, is that quality of spirit or spiritual quality of grace. The grace of God that lives in all that live and moves all that move, including all of us. In Science of Mind, we read that grace is the givingness of the Spirit to its creation. But we need to recognize it. It is the logical result of the correct acceptance of life and of a correct relationship to the Spirit. Grace is graciously given to us. Our inner self, our inner being, our inner spirit is bathed in grace. And so we have a flawless, impeccable relationship with our spirit, even when we're unaware that it's there. We don't lose that spiritual connection, even when our human thoughts are unkind or our human words are rude. Our human actions are inconsiderate. The grace of God is present beneath the chaos and confusion in our mind, beneath the chaos and confusion in the world. It's within us to choose, even when we don't choose it. Now, it may go unrecognized, but grace never goes away because it flows on the currents of love. And we are loved unconditionally and eternally, no matter what we do. There's no getting away from it because we live within the grace-filled creation of God, a universe filled with grace. There's simply our allowing or denying its expression through us. Now, Abraham Hicks wrote, "You don't attract well-being. It's continuously flowing. You are either letting it in or resisting." And the same is true for grace. We don't attract grace, it's continuously flowing. And we are either allowing it or resisting. Now, when we do let it in, even for a moment, by desiring to feel it and express it more than we desire to express our human opinion or to feel right by making someone else wrong, it causes our thoughts and words and actions to be gracious. We are able to bless the world with our mind and to bless others with our words and our actions, even when we're 6 feet away. But when we're reacting against anyone or anything, when we are protecting ourselves against anyone or anything, and when we take sides against anyone or anything, then we see a world that we need to fight to make right. Yet there is only one life from which all life comes forth, including our own. We are all one with the one. And there's only one law of attraction that responds with perfect correspondence to the vibration of any thought anyone is thinking, including the thoughts we're thinking. And there's only one source energy moving all that moves. And it moves each of us in the direction of our focus, and we all focus on what we believe to be true. Now, if we believe that we are vulnerable in a fearful world that has power to affect our life from outside of us, then as we say in Hawaii, we're all in deep kimchi. Because that will be our experience. Not because it's true, but because we believe it's true. And whatever we give our attention to, and we give our attention to what we believe is true, it increases in our life because we are evolving, expansive, creative beings. Now, even though grace flows continuously to us, so often we try to swim upstream just to prove the point that what we see with our eyes is all there is to see. We point at a world that appears to us to have power over us, a world filled with all those things that fear gives birth to, conflict, blame, anger, victimhood, sadness, pain, misery. And we say, see? And we react to what we see, and we want others to react to it too. And the more we react to what we see, the more clearly we see it. And the more clearly we see it, the more it appears to us. And the more often it appears to us, the more we react to its increase in the world. And then we shake our head because it certainly appears to us that the world is going to hell in a handbasket. No matter what good or not so good thing appears to be happening before our eyes, no matter what harmony of agreement or noise of conflict we may hear with our physical ears. And no matter what clean or unclean thing we believe we touch with our physical body, there is far more going on in life in any moment than our five senses can detect, and far more than our human mind can comprehend. In the book of 1 Corinthians, we read, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined the things that God has prepared for those who love him. We cannot love God and God's creation and fear the world at the same time. We can't feel good at the same time we're thinking about and talking about how bad we feel. We can't feel a sense of well-being as long as we're afraid that even if we're okay now, something bad can come and get us anyway. And we can't imagine an increase of good in our life as long as we are focusing on the same old unwanted that we've been experiencing. Now, there's always a party going on in the universe, and we get to decide which party we're going to attend. Now, there's the familiar pity party, hosted by the human mind, where we look for others to feel our pain, where we sit around and commiserate with those who agree that the world's a scary place that we need to protect ourselves from? Where the conversations are filled with chatter about ignorant people who have power over us and are making ignorant decisions for us. And everyone agrees that this world is not the happy place that those crazy positive thinkers claim it to be. Somebody done me and the world wrong songs are played at such a party. And even though there's lots of nodding of heads, there's no dancing at all. And then there's the positive, playful, perky party, hosted by the spirit of joy, where we find others to share our happiness and well-being with, where we celebrate together those things that God has prepared for creation. And there's plenty of conversation about unlimited possibilities and positive solutions. Now, songs about peace, love, and rock and roll are played at that party. And there's plenty of dancing going on. Now, both parties send out an invitation on a regular basis within us. Nisargadatta Maharaj wrote, "Once you realize that all comes from within, that the world in which you live is not projected onto you, but by you, your fear comes to an end." If the world appears to us as if it's gone to hell in a handbasket and we've got a front row seat, then it's up to us to change our mind about the world and project something better to look at, to think about, to feel. We're free to let go of fear and accept the full power that has been given to us to live a life of joyous freedom with the unshakable conviction that nothing outside of us has power over us and our life. We can know that despite temporary appearances that surely we can point to, that irrespective of any seeming opposition to grace and love by anyone, anytime, we can experience those things that God has prepared for us just the same. Just the same. I mean, there's only one law of attraction, and it will respond with perfect correspondence to the vibration of the thoughts that we are thinking. And there's only one source energy, and it will move us in the direction of our choosing. And no one else can choose that but us. Whatever we're willing to allow into our awareness and accept as true, the universe will yield to us as experience. And as our thoughts and words and actions become more gracious, we will see a whole new world within us that we will project around us. Now, if we've been hiding in place, waiting for the world to wow us by changing, to show us what it's got that it didn't have before this whole pandemic thing happened, if we've been waiting for life to impress us with its awesome healing power and amazing creativity, we can't see or hear or imagine those things that are already here within us and the world around us. Abraham Hicks tells us, look for good about where you are, wherever you are. And in your state of appreciation, you lift all self-imposed limitations, and all limitations are always self-imposed, and you free yourself for the receiving of wonderful things. It's that simple. Now, even though there's nothing that we can't be or do or have, it's up to us to allow the being and doing and having of it. We're the wow we're waiting for. But we have to take back our power to allow the wow to fully express through us. The more time we spend at the positive, playful, perky party within us, the more we increase our allowance of good in our life. And the more we increase the allowance of good in our life, the more we attract others who share happiness and well-being. And the more we celebrate those things God has prepared for all who free themselves to receive, the world, the more we free ourselves, and the more we will receive those things. The world, without us, out and about, seems to be quickly becoming absolutely safe and healthy. It's a world we've been wanting and waiting to see for so long. But we don't have to wait one moment longer because grace allows us to see it. As we said in A Course in Miracles, grace is acceptance of the love of God within a world of seeming hate and fear. It's up to us to find the grace within us that'll allow us to accept the love of God in the world, to be a being in a world that is free of hate and fear. Living in such a world will require an increase in our tolerance, a decision to mind our own thoughts and feelings and words and actions and let everybody else mind theirs. A decision, as Abraham would put it, to mind our own vibration. Now, as we go out in the world, we may decide to wear a mask or not. And others may choose to wear a mask or not. What's important is that we notice what we think and how we feel when we wear one or not. Do we feel gracious or righteous? Do we feel obligated or fearful? We don't know what others feel, but we can know what we feel, and that's all that matters. Life is not projected onto us, it is projected from within us. When we've reached a place where we've accepted the love of God in the world, we'll see a world filled with those things that love gives birth to. Graciousness and tolerance and forgiveness and kindness and ease and joy. And we'll respond to what we see. And the more we respond to what we see, the more clearly we will see it. And the more clearly we see it, the more often it appears to us. And we will shake our heads in amazement that the world surely appears to be going to heaven on wings of love. and we've got a front row seat. Abraham Hicks said, you'll get to the point where you wonder why you were ever worried about anything, ever. And then the music from the positive, playful, perky party within us will fill us with so much joy, oh, that we can't help but dance. Namaste. Okay. Oh, I hear noises all around.